Burner.
Are you trying to sing a song?
I don't know. I just thought it might inspire you and you didn't do anything.
I don't recognize it.
I don't either. I made that up.
Oh, okay. Do we want to do something that I would recognize?
Darn it.
I get two notes.
Oh, I thought that's what.
Give me a song that I would recognize and I'll come along with it.
Dun it. Dun it. Dun it. Dun it. I.
Welcome in, everybody. This is the See You Later podcast.
Why do you have sunglasses on?
Because this is the cool episode. I'm cool Scott today. I'm a different guy than I was.
I'm way too tired for this.
That's Allie.
Cameron is going.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm cool Scott today. We just got back from Texas, so I had to shave my beard. I was inspired by all the cool ranch hands that I saw walking around.
He saw we were in Austin.
I imagined that they were ranch hands.
Who did you see that was a ranch hand?
I got a Coors Banquet today.
You're drinking?
Because this is the cool episode. What part of the cool episode do you guys not get?
Are you okay? Are you going through it?
Do I look cool?
Cooler than ever. Pull your pants down just a little bit. His legs are cool.
I'm just a cool guy doing cool things.
I love it.
Good. I'm upset that I shaved my beard.
You want to talk about it?
No.
Why'd you bring it up?
Because I was hoping that you were going to say that I looked handsome or something, maybe.
I kind of get where men are coming from, where they're like, I try to tell her she's beautiful over and over and over. Like, this has been me. Yeah, for the last 12 hours, I'm like, you look so good. You look so handsome.
I like a little neck pooch.
Where I like the neck pooch.
It's like, it's not a full double chin, but you're like, why is that thing there?
But this is, okay, this is what he keeps doing. He keeps standing in the mirror and he goes, look, it's there. And I'm like, you don't normally stand like that.
No, she says that, but that's it. That is exactly.
No, he goes, this is me normal.
That's how I look.
No, it's not.
It is.
Nobody stands like this.
All right. Actually, I'm just being cool, so. Not bothered by it. This is the cool episode.
Are you comfy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My nuts just do that, all right?
I don't like that your nuts do that.
My nuts get hard, you know what I mean? Everything else stays limp.
What is he talking about?
This is the cool guy.
Why is your shirt riding up now?
Oh, my God.
You're a mess.
I am a mess. Last episode, I was editing it, and I kept, like, flimping my shirt a little bit, and my little belly would
fix
show.
Your nuts. I'm
they
so
can't.
Sorry.
They can't. They exist like that.
You have to put a pillow or something in front of it. We're going to get flagged.
He's covering it up, honestly. His left leg is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm self-censoring.
Thank you for checking, because at least for me, it's, like, very distracting.
Stop looking. Sorry. I can't see anything, because my glasses are not prescription. Because these are your glasses.
So those are my sunglasses.
Right.
And I was like, do you want some prescription glasses since you're legally blind, it seems? And he's like, no. And then he said, mouth words to me. I can see it. And so I mouthed, which is 15. And he said, 44.
Similar. So, I mean, like, if you're not a lip reader and you just saw the mouth make that motion, 44, 15.
Cameron says no.
All right. I think that was a fair shot. Yeah. All right. Do you want to get into some viral segments?
What are your viral? Why do you keep calling them viral segments?
Manifesting.
Okay. Manifest away.
All right. Let's bring back the blackjack. We lost a lot of money in Vegas. We were just in Vegas last week.
We did not lose a lot of money in Vegas.
Multiple hundred dollars.
I don't know if that's true.
Okay. Oh, fuck. I really can't see. All right. Go ahead. All right, 9-19 against a 4. What do you think, Allie?
Stand.
Motherfucker.
We lost.
Motherfucker. They're robbing us. This is Vegas continuing.
For those who
dude.
Can't see the screen, we lost to a 21.
Yep.
Dealer had 21. We only had 19. But what were we going to do, folks?
Yep. What can you do? We're still robbing money from them. We still got four free dollars. So we'll be back next week. For vengeance.
Do you want to talk about how you play blackjack in Las Vegas and how it stresses me out?
Yes. So we sat down at the bar and they have like the little machines on the bar that you can play the little games. And you get free drinks if you're playing the games. And they're really inexpensive. Like you can play $1 hands kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. But the way they get you is that there's no animation for like the cards coming out. It's just an instant like, boom, these are the cards that you have. And you press hit and boom, you win or you lose. You know what I mean? Like, it is lightning quick. And so I'm doing these dollar hands, and I swear I did like probably 100 hands a minute. Like, it was.
This is how he did it. Okay. Ready? Because he's right. There was no like whoosh kind of thing. It was just like do, do, do. So this is him. And I was like, hey, man, let's savor the moment. Slow down.
But I was on a roll.
And he was like, I'm on a roll. And
I had like 180. I put in 60 and I turned it to $180 in like 20 minutes. I probably played like 400 hands. Like, it was intense. And I was getting.
And then, but like, he only kept getting faster. So like, we started, it was like, and then he was like, I'm on a roll. So then he went even faster. And I said, hey, slow down. And then by the time that whole sentence came out of my mouth, he had lost it all.
All of it. Because I figured it out. I figured it out for a second there. You lose like five hands in a row and you just bet huge and then you win that one. And like, it kind of like, you know what I mean? And that was the strategy. Well, I didn't know that the max bet was $20. So I lost like five one hands in a row and I was like, bump it up to 10. Lost it. That's fine. Bump it up to 20. Lost it. Bump it up. Can't bump it up. Do another 20. Lost it. All right. Do another 20. Lost it. And if, for you math heads at home, that brought me back down to $50. So,
down to $50. I looked over and you had none dollars and you were sipping the end of your.
No, that was a separate time. We did come back. But the first time I pulled out and we went and played something else. But I still had like what I came in with.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the second night where.
Well, the first night was great.
You were like, I have a different strategy. We filmed. Which he did not. He did the exact same strategy. Yep.
The first night we filmed my hit YouTube video, Gambling the Plasma Money.
Your hit YouTube video.
And we had some great luck there, too. We took my $60 up to $240. And if I was actually playing for real and not doing the video, I would have walked away with that. You know what I mean?
I don't know if that's true. I think he gets taken away in the moment. And he's like, but what if I could make this $30,000?
Anyways. Then we
that
go from
was
that.
Literally the whole premise of your video. And you kept saying right before we filmed it, you're like, but what if? But what if? And I was like, there's no way. And you're like, but what if?
It could have happened. You never know.
All right.
And then we went to slots after that for the video. And we put in $2. And I've never won anything on slots, like ever. Like, I've never had the amount of money in my credit, like, go up. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen the words where it says you win, right? But then you still lose like 90 cents or something like that.
Mm-hmm. It's like a pseudo win.
Right. But we did a 68 cent bet and I won like $54. So like that first night we were on fire. You know what I mean? We were up like a bunch.
We were up like negative $13. We were not up a bunch.
Nah, I felt like we were up a bunch. I feel like we were up 100 or 200.
We were up on like dopamine.
That's true. And that's all that matters, because I'm cool Scott and I just do cool stuff like that.
I had fun with you. I don't want you to think I didn't have fun. But I am a little bit upset because I have a much more relaxed style playing blackjack where it's like, I'll play this hand. Oh, not playing for a little bit. Take a little sip of something.
Yeah, she would play a hand and be on a roll and then just stop and just stare at the bar. I'm like,
I was like, yeah,
let's keep going. Let's run it up.
Yeah, but then I doubled my money and I think it was pissing him off that I was like taking so long. And so then he was completely out of money sitting next to me. And you were like, can I play on yours? You got any phones on your game or whatever? And then he lost all of mine in the span of 2 minutes.
I just like, money isn't the only thing that matters. You know what I mean? It's like, you have to live in the moment. You have to live in each moment individually. And it's like.
But we also have to live in a house that we have to.
Each individual moment is what matters. And you shouldn't measure your success by how much money you make. That's what I've always said. New cool Scott.
Can you take the sunglasses off? No, where are you? Are you wearing these the whole episode?
I'm cool Scott.
They're like kind of crooked.
It's because my ears are weird. Because my normal glasses do that too. My ears are on different levels.
Dumb. That's kind of deep.
Yeah. And then we went to Austin after Vegas.
Oh, yeah. We did. Got to go to the comedy mothership.
Yep, that was cool. We saw Alabama Shakes. Allie cried a bunch of times.
I didn't cry a bunch of times. I kind of wept continuously for the duration of the show.
Right.
But
talented lady.
Brittany Howard is very talented. Are you okay?
No. Actually, yes, I am. Because there's not a damn worry in my... Cool Scott, you know what I mean? I'm not worrying about
Quit
anything.
Quit encouraging him. That is, I just spit everywhere. I'm sorry.
Not worried about anything at all. Anything in Austin that we should go over? We just went to a bunch of comedy shows and studied some club dynamics and some performers and stuff.
I thought the open mic situation was very unique in Austin, where there was like 50 comedians kind of hanging out. Yeah. The majority of them hobbyists. And at the Creek and Cave.
Mm-hmm.
The Creek and the Cave.
The Creek and the Cave.
But then they, on the, I don't know, it's on weird. Social media it says Creek and Cave. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, when you get there, you're like, man, there's like a lot of people here, a lot of comedians. We're just like networking, having fun, talking, chit-chatting. And then they call your name to go up for the open mic, which you're like, we're in Austin. This is the epicenter of comedy right now. Did you just adjust your sunglasses down? They look less.
I was trying to figure out how to make them cooler.
Well, he didn't do it.
Is this not cooler?
No, but like the open mic, it was just you performing to no one and... No, it was the host and the sound guy.
Right. Which was the same person.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's...
It was just one guy.
So funny. So it was just one guy and then maybe one other guy.
Right. And it was awful.
And it was awful because it was like... I don't know. I have to give it up to the host. I feel like his name was Hunter.
Yep.
Sorry, I can't really remember. But he was like very, very committed to it as if it was a full room. And I thought that was really cool that he was like, and everybody give a big warm welcome to Scott Bubanis. And then it was then the host going. And I was like, that is committed. And I appreciate him taking his craft seriously.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We met some cool people. I'm happy we went.
I think it was really cool. The very first person we ran into. No, maybe it was a second. The first lady we ran into, very unique. She was a little difficult to talk to.
We're gonna do it.
I feel like we should. Okay. I feel like we should be honest. I didn't hate her by any means.
Yeah.
I thought she was super unique. She was like, this is actually the second day I've ever done comedy, which I'm like, that's amazing. Love it. I'm excited for you. And she was like, also, I'm a conservative news podcast woman, and then she starts telling me some crazy stuff about Candace Owens, and I was like, I don't have for you what you think I might have for you. I need you to know I don't care.
Yeah, and she was pretty open minded, but we were like,
no, she wasn't.
We were like,
love her to death.
She was. She was like, she was right. Like, she was like, it's okay if you believe whatever you believe, and she was still trying to be friends with us, you know.
Yeah,
like she had her beliefs, but she wasn't like mad at us for not giving her what she wanted.
Yeah, but she was kind of one of those people that's like would tell you her opinion and be like, yeah, and if you don't feel this way, I can't believe that you're still allowed to be alive and you should probably shut the fuck up, but am I right?
You and I had completely different reads on that situation.
Oh, okay. Well, I was like trying to joke with her a little bit, and I was like, you know, choice, people have choices now, huh?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, they don't. Pro-life. Shut up. How are you feeling? And I was like, whoa. She's a blast. She was super duper interesting. I'm never mad at people for sharing their opinions. I think really, sorry, I'm rambling, but I don't know. With everything going on in the world right now, it was sort of this like eye-opening moment when we were in Austin where I was like, oh, the most American thing you can do is to be a stand-up comedian.
Mm.
How do you feel about that?
Let me think for 1 second.
Okay, well, while you're thinking.
I agree.
Cameron, is it the most American thing to be a stand-up comedian?
Probably close.
Yeah, probably pretty close. Because you can say, you're supposed to say stuff and challenge ideas.
You're supposed to say stuff.
Hey, this is just the new lax vibe that I'm taking.
I'm so sorry. That's your right.
Yeah, thank you.
That takes me to my next thought, the Riyadh Comedy Festival.
Yeah. Have you heard about this, Kim? The Riyadh Comedy Festival.
So in Saudi Arabia, I think it's September 26th through, are you telling him what to do with his nuts?
I'm getting nut directions.
Are you getting nut directions right now? You just told me they were hidden. They're not hidden now. They've crept up toward his belly button. Stop!
I don't know what to do.
No, dude. You look like those like 2009 Paramore girlies that would like turn their leggies in and be like, don't put the little ball next to the other little ball.
This sucks. I'm getting objectified.
Okay. Speaking of modesty, the Riyadh Comedy Festival is in Saudi Arabia. It starts on the 26th of September and it goes for like, I don't know, a week or so.
So it's already started.
What is today?
29.
No way, it's the 29th. Is it the 29th today? Are we living in the future?
Yeah.
For publishing reasons?
No, we're not living in the future.
Oh.
Today is actually the 29th.
Okay, cool. So, yeah. It's
so people are mad about it. People are mad about the Riyadh.
Well, people are mad specifically about comedians that are like going and performing to this group.
Right, because this group has been linked to some like human rights crimes.
Yeah.
As far as I'm caught up on.
Yeah, and some some comedians have come out and like sort of like given some scathing feedback
to their other comedian friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause like Aziz Ansari went, I think Hannibal Buress is going.
Dave Chappelle,
which we love. Both of those people, I think Whitney Cummings. There's a number of other.
Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Not Shane Gillis. He objected.
Yeah, but there's like a group of people that are like, how could you perform there?
I don't get it.
Talk to me about that.
It feels like a non-issue because the hate crimes and the human rights crimes should be the issue. You know what I mean? The Comedy Festival isn't doing anything.
Yeah, but the Comedy Festival is funded by who?
So we're taking their money? The people who did the human rights crimes?
Because like they have to exploit people to get the money to pay the people.
Let me rephrase. I'm not saying they should do it. I'm saying that it shouldn't be in the news. The news should be the human rights crimes. Like, why are we talking about the Comedy Festival? Let's just talk about the crimes.
We have, and that's why people know about the crimes and why people are like, you sure you want to perform there? Are you sure you want to use your freedom of speech that you don't necessarily have there that you do have here?
What if they say something really impactful and changes their mind? What if it's like,
what do you think they could say?
Knock it out. You know, something like that.
Hey, that might work.
Throw money at people. So like, how much money is it not an issue?
Yeah, that's okay. For people who maybe couldn't, can you say that louder? That's such a good question.
How much money would it take for it not to be an issue for you?
Don't put a number on this. I'm so.
Oh no, I'm not gonna. And that's the point that I'm making is I feel like it feels like a weird, convoluted.
Have you ever seen Inglourious Basterds?
Yeah.
Remember when Shoshana, is that her name?
Yep.
Yeah, Shoshana. When she has to, she's exiled to France or like pushed out, not exiled, what's the right word? She scooter-pooted to France to flee the Nazis, right?
Yep.
And then she entertains them by way of hosting like a cinema night, right?
Yep.
The only right thing to do in this situation would be to Inglourious Basterds them, right? I think that's where we're standing on it.
I don't think that's the only right thing you could do.
I'm just saying, like, you shouldn't be like, hello, you know what I mean? And, like, entertain the bad guys.
Sure.
That seems kind of un-American. Mm-hmm. It's like being complicit.
I agree that it is complicit. Yeah.
Complicit?
Complacent. I'm cool Scott. I don't care about grammar and stuff. Cool Scott don't care about grammar. Yeah, no, I see the issue. I just feel like we could put bigger emphasis on the actual issue and not
what is the actual issue?
The crimes.
Right. So then do you think by rewarding them by being like, I'll come be a marionette that you can.
Are you familiar with Frank Ocean?
a little.
Do you know that he was contractually obligated to drop his second album exclusively on Apple Music?
Yeah.
What did he do?
It was a dog shit album.
And he took his contract money, and then on the next day he dropped Blonde
on Not on, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. So what if Dave Chappelle goes in there and does a Frank Ocean on him? I feel like that's...
That's like a diet in Glorious Bastards. That's exactly what I'm right. saying. If so, the only so way you should go perform... Before the festival started,
how can we cast judgments on these people when this isn't really the issue? The other issue is something else.
Okay, you've just told me that it's past the date of when the festival started. I've not heard of any Inglorious Bastarding.
Who knows? Maybe it's subtle.
Can't say that.
All right,
cut and
that.
And that's not how we feel.
Cut that. Don't write that down.
Don't write that down, Cameron.
Okay. I just think America should take a bigger stance against the actual issue. We shouldn't leave it up to the American people to govern other American people on their stances of the issue. You know what I mean?
No, as an American, that's kind of like the tricky part of it, right? You are tasked with, we're not going to tell you exactly what you can and can't do as it pertains to international travel and how and who you receive money for your performances, right?
Right.
But also make good choices or we hate you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What?
It feels very select. What I'm saying is it's selective. It's so selective. Like where, like, I don't know. Where did we get our oil from and stuff? Like, I don't know the answers to these. I'm just saying, like, I feel like every powerful government, like, if Obama invited you to the White House to commemorate your stand-up success.
Yeah.
Would you go to Obama's hangout?
Probably, yeah.
But what about the drone strikes and stuff? You know what I mean? Like, we could tie any powerful person to a atrocity, and it's kind of up to us to be like, you know? Like, there's no good, first of all, there's no, like, good person. You know what I mean?
No, second of all, there's no good rich person. There's no good person?
Not entirely.
And there's no good rich person?
Not entirely.
You're telling me Mr. Rogers wearing the front zip sweaters his mom made.
I don't know who that is, honestly.
You don't know who Mr. Rogers is? Mm. Cameron, do you know who Mr. Rogers is? You motherfuckers don't know who Mr. Rogers is?
Why are you yelling at me right now? This is Cool Scott. You can't get mad at Cool Scott.
I'm being so serious.
I really don't.
I'm going to throw up.
Okay.
Is this real?
Really?
All right, folks.
And that's what I mean is it feels like more of like an intergovernmental conflict. And that's like how it should be. And not like a, what does Shane Gillis think? You know what I mean? That feels like a non-important part of the puzzle to me.
No, I think this is what I'm trying to tie all together, right? Being a stand-up comedian is literally exercising a lot of the rights that like we have afforded to us in this country. Love this country, hate this country. Doesn't truly matter because like that's also comedy too. Like you can say and do whatever you want. People will listen to you. They can hate you, love you, blah, 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 right? Yeah. Then to use that platform, because it is, it's one person with a microphone in front of people, mm-hmm. right? To use that platform and go to Riyadh in a country that has literally killed people for speaking their mind and committed like pretty heinous, atrocious crimes against human beings, children.
Right.
It's sort of like you're saying, you know what I mean? That's just like,
I agree with you.
I would not do that.
I agree with you. But if the U.S. government isn't invading that country right now, then the whole country kind of feels that way. You know what I mean? Like we're just representatives of what our leaders are doing. You know what I mean? If the leaders are okay with it, then.
No, but like, I think we're like. In an entanglement with them, right? And have been for a long time.
Right.
Thanks, George W. Bush and all people from Texas.
My point is comedians shouldn't be the arbiters of good and evil.
No, but the same way that you get on stage and you choose certain words to say or not to say, it's representative of like who you are at your core. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Do you go up there and like spew hateful, uncouth, racist terrible things.
Depends how you feel about boogers.
He's never, ever, you've never performed anything like that, right? Because, like, that wouldn't represent who you are and what you stand for.
Very booger related, yeah.
Right, you do a lot of, like, self-deprecating...
booger stuff. Say booger stuff.
Booger stuff.
There you go.
But do you see what I'm saying?
I do! I just don't think that that's, this comedy festival isn't the issue. It's like a side issue that doesn't have to be the main focus. You know what I mean?
Did you just throw up in your mouth?
A little bit. Cool Scott doesn't do full sentences.
I mean, there's a positive spin, too. You could be like, oh, Whitney Cummings is performing. Isn't that kind of...
Yeah, women are performing and saying their mind. Maybe they're going to inspire the Saudis to be cooler.
I think that this whole thing, like, I think I hear what you're saying, where you're like, maybe they're changing a little bit because Whitney Cummings is doing her thing. And usually they'd be like, what a burka owner or whatever. You know what I mean? I get that. But, like, it just feels like a marketing ploy. Like, we're not that bad. You know, we have the World Cup coming up. Be sure to tune in.
Right.
And it's like, okay, we'll forget about all the migrant workers that you have there that have died as you're constructing that.
But every country's like that.
All the women that you... What?
Every country's like that to some degree.
I know, but, like, to the degree that they don't allow... I don't know, dude. You know what I mean?
I see the point. I see the point. I just think there's so many examples of this. And for it now...
Well, do you know what women's rights look like in Saudi Arabia right now?
Vaguely. I think it's something
Cameron,
like...
Cameron, now, go ahead and pull up women's rights in Saudi... Or the lack of rights in Saudi Arabia.
Unless you're Whitney Cummings.
That's what I'm fucking saying.
What if they change their minds?
They're not gonna.
It's not worth a shot?
You think Whitney Cummings is gonna make everybody be like... You know what? This whole Islam thing, maybe not for me anymore.
Oh, Cameron's mouth is agape.
What?
2018 was the first time they let women enter sports.
Can you say that a little bit louder for Scott? Cool Scott Bubanis? Women's rights in Saudi Arabia have undergone significant reforms since 2017. That was like really recently, motherfucker.
I'm not okay? pro-Saudi Arabia. Why is Cool Scott pro-Saudi Arabia?
Lifting the driving ban, allowing women into stadiums, and eliminating parts of the male guardianship system to permit women over 21 to travel and apply. Go back up. I can't read that fast. Apply for passports without a male guardian's permission. Despite these advances, discrimination persists, particularly with the justice system, and women are still subject to the male guardianship system. What's the male guardianship system? Yes. Article 17 sets out the order of those who can act as a woman's male guardian, starting with her father and moving to various male paternal. I'm sure it's going to tell us here in this first one. Let's go to humanrightswatch.org.
They can't go anywhere and they can't talk to anybody without the male. I get that. I'm not pro-Saudi Arabia.
But it also kind of sounds like you're trying to shut me up right now. What are we doing here,
zip
folks?
It. Go ahead and zip it. Go ahead and zip it.
Won't.
Go ahead and zip it.
Won't.
Go ahead and zip it.
Won't.
Go ahead and zip it.
I won't.
Go ahead and zip it. I'm not pro-Saudi Arabia. I'm saying the comedy festival isn't the issue.
The comedy festival, to me, is part of the issue.
Okay. Do you know the biggest boxing fight this year that happened?
It's about to be me and you.
Ooh, that's a good one.
What?
I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, Canelo Alvarez fought something Crawford. Big boxing fight this year, right? Sold out in Las Vegas.
Okay.
The person who owned that fight in that league was a Saudi Arabian prime minister or some bullshit like that.
Okay.
Like is everyone who attended that event a bad guy?
How do you feel about, is it Liv?
The golf? Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I don't. That's not the issue. Something else is the issue. Not who participates.
What's the issue then?
The crimes. The crimes and the human rights violations. It's
is
not
it
the
not,
golf.
Is it not terrifying to you that these people have incredible wealth to just spray everywhere? Like they're doing it on the backs of people that they're taking advantage of, right?
Totally. Not cool.
Right. So then, do we support that?
No.
Okay. So,
would you perform? As a country, let's invade them. Let's not.
Why does he go to invasion? Because
that's my point, is if no, no one's going to take a stand, then how are...
I think a part of taking a stand is not standing on a stage in Riyadh and being like, ever had as many boogers as me, huh?
I just feel like that is putting the blame on the wrong person.
I think that's super interesting.
Because if you're going to bring back dollars to America...
How are you bringing back dollars to America?
They're not paying them?
Okay.
Are they paying the comedians?
Yeah.
That's how.
Okay.
So if you're going to bring back dollars to America, you're taking money away from Saudi Arabia and bringing it to America to practice free speech in a country that doesn't have it. Low key.
You don't get to practice free speech in a country that doesn't have it. That sentence doesn't exist.
They are practicing free speech.
No, you just have... It's not free speech. It's like free speech with an asterisk beside it because it's like, hey, we're really trying to... You know, reshape how people look at us. So, you can get away with this for a minute.
Yeah.
That's not free speech. Free speech is me being able to talk to you and you're not like smacking me and being like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we covered it.
How do you feel about it? Do you think comedians...
I feel like it's not the best move for the comedians to do that. I don't think they're bad people for it.
Okay.
I feel like... Cameron? I feel like it's a distracting... It's like, you know how people say, like, the government's distracting us from the real truth? Mm-hmm. I feel like it's kind of something like that, where they're like, well, look at all the comedians that went over there. And it's like, no, you do something, government. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how it feels a little bit to me. Something in that vein. I don't know. I'm Cool Scott, a little drunk, so.
How are you drunk? You've had half of a beer.
Cool Scott is economical.
That is economical. Give it up for Cool Economical Scott. Oh, that made my knee do like...
All right, how do you feel? You feel like they shouldn't go?
I just think that... You have a choice of where you perform and who you perform in front of. And I would not do it just because I feel like I don't want to support that.
Totally. Valid point.
Thank you. What are you looking up over there? I was just reading about women's rights in Saudi Arabia.
Cameron's a...
Is that why you're crying right now? Are you crying?
Are you rubbing pink paint over your face? I don't know. That was the first like women's rights demonstration I could think of.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. Maybe. You want to get into our next viral segment?
Yep.
Cameron, you want to pull up our movie poster? See if I can read the script with my cool glasses on. I really need you to stay in character on this one.
It's really hard to.
I know.
Last time you made me read about a lizard funeral inside of a man's penis.
So it's super important to me that you...
No! Sports, a sports story?
Yes.
Is that why you got this football?
Yeah. Well, that's a cool Scott thing to do. He likes ball.
He likes ball?
Yeah.
Okay, sports, a sports...
See
story.
My cool baseball bat and my cool ball? I'm cool Scott. Likes and beer. And mustache. Cool Scott does cool stuff. All right. You have to ignore the grammar. Power through it. And you have to stay in character. Please, please, please.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're going to be... hold on. What's his name? I forgot. You're going to be Johnny O'Flanagan.
I'm Johnny O'Flanagan?
And I'm the opposing team's quarterback.
Okay. This is a long-ass script. Right. Okay, so wait.
Okay, so this is the...
Who am I? What's my character?
You're Johnny O'Flanagan.
Okay, who's he?
You are a defensive player on a college football team.
I'm a defensive player on a college football team.
You're probably this guy.
Okay.
And this is the... This is the regionals or something. This is a big game. Okay?
Okay.
And you are giving a pep talk in the fourth quarter of this game. All right? And I'm the opposite team's quarterback. Okay? You're Johnny O'Flanagan and you're reading the stage notes. Okay?
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Exterior football field. That's... Okay, because it's not in an arena.
Yep. Open stadium.
Got it. Okay.
Hey. Stay
not,
in character.
I'm not out of character yet. I'm not even in my character. Okay, ready? Sports. A sports story.
Take it away.
Can I sound like Jeremy Schapp? Okay. Exterior football field. We can't give up. This is our game. We only have to stop them for one more play. Gonzalez, stay on your man. He's telegraphing a limp on his left foot, so keep pressure on him. Mikey, go straight for that QB. Don't do it for me or the team. Do it for Becky. Oh, and I have to read these stage notes. Okay.
Stay in character.
Sorry. Mikey gets set and waits for the snap. Sweat drips down into his eyes and he hears Becky's voice ring in his ears like a deja vu. He says, "Be brave. You've always been so brave." End quote. The QB yells and the defensive line clashes. The noise is so loud, but it can't seem to drown out the future nostalgia of Becky's voice. What? Mikey.
Stay in character!
Mikey swims past his opponent and makes a beeline for the quarterback. He explodes onto him with the ferocity of a moose. The quarterback falls down and the crowd erupts. Johnny crouches over the QB and taunts him. "Damn, son, we got your ass good. Have fun being first, loser. Go Wildcats."
Oh my God, I can't move. I can't feel my legs or my knees or my fingers. My eyes hurt. Somebody help me. I can't move. Somebody please help me. Somebody help.
Oh no. Yo, this wimp is still on the ground. You got him good, Mikey.
It feels like there's like a million ants crawling in my stomach, and my toes feel like they're everywhere and nowhere all at once. I want to go home. Please, somebody help. And scene. That's called a red herring with the whole Becky thing. Also, future nostalgia, Dua Lipa's second album name. Just kind of thought it sounded cool.
What the fuck? I feel like this is awful. So Mikey DeMar Hamlin, the quarterback?
No, he like paralyzed him. DeMar Hamlin's heart stopped. Different thing. Did you like the whole, Becky,
no!
the whole Becky plot line? You thought it was going to go into Mikey and Becky, didn't you?
I don't know what I thought.
Also, I realized that a lot of my characters are Irish because this is, what is his name? Jimmy O'Flanagan?
Johnny O'Flanagan.
Johnny O'Flanagan. And last week's was like Dr. O'Connor's or something like that.
You want to talk about that?
No, it's okay.
I didn't like when he explodes onto him.
I didn't realize that.
You didn't what?
Didn't realize that. I liked including future nostalgia, though. That was pretty good. Because he's like, he might get Becky, but then he's also nostalgic about his time with Becky. You know what I mean? And also, it's the Dua Lipa album name.
Oh, my God.
Do you hate it?
It's intense. And it was actually kind of sad at the end.
That's the joke. You know we're doing jokes here?
Holy shit. Can we talk about... Okay, sorry. Speaking of... Excuse me, I just burped. Terrifying things that are also funny.
Yep.
Scott choked on the airplane.
I didn't choke.
Hey.
It doesn't count as choking.
Cameron, how many times has Scott choked in his life?
More than my hands have fingers.
More than your hands have fingers?
So,
more
11.
More than 10?
I didn't choke. It doesn't count as choking.
No. Okay, look. This is exactly what happened. Can I explain to them what
just
you told me?
Demonstrate what it looks like, what I did. On the plane. Just mime it out.
I want to explain it so bad.
Okay,
but I'll mime it out first. So this is him chewing in his seat. Because, you know, people chew gum to make sure their ears pop or whatever. Then he puts pretzels in his mouth. With gum. Great question. With gum? Yep. Go ahead and take it from here, Scotty.
All right. When you have gum and like drinks and food come, what do you do?
Yeah.
Where?
Into like a... Yeah.
All right. My two options are swallow it or chew it into the food and then swallow it with the food.
And he acts... That's what I'm saying.
This is the first time it hasn't worked. I do this all the time.
This is disgusting. So look. He is like turning purple, walking backward away from me toward the toilet, which like, don't know if you know this, people.
Well, first I gag. You didn't
so
do
this,
the gag.
Okay, this is him. He starts chewing the pretzel into his gum, which I am so sorry. I understand that is fucking disgusting to say out loud, but it's just the truth of what happened, okay? He went like this. Starts chewing it in, and he goes... And have you ever seen the cat meme where, like, the tongue, it's like... like curls a little bit. He starts to cough like
I'm
that.
I'm thinking about it.
And then I said, Scott, are you okay? And he starts sputtering and going, and I'm not hearing a lot of air move. And he just stands up and starts walking toward the bathroom. And I'm like.
And I just spit out my gum.
No. And I'm watching him and I'm the back of his neck, because that's all I can see at this point, is like cyanotic. Like it's purple.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
No, for real. When I have gum, usually you can chew it into something.
That is disgusting.
And then you just swallow
Cameron,
it
Cameron, tell him it's disgusting, but please. Oh my fucking God.
But the way the pretzels interacted with the gum, it like turned it into sludge. And there was still a minty flavor in the gum. And it was like crazy seasoned pretzels. It wasn't just like basic salt pretzels. And I was like, okay, I'll just dilute it by eating more pretzels because this works. This has always worked for me.
Cameron, say
and
something.
It just turns
say
into like
something,
the sludge
Cameron.
That's in my entire mouth. And I swallow one bit and it, and I get, and I go, and I'm like, all right, I got to go to the bathroom and spit this out.
I'm sorry.
No, please.
I have a couple questions. Because I'm blacking out. What do you usually do with the gum? Repeat what you usually
I have two options. Okay. If I have food or if I have drink, I drink it. I do it like a pill and I just swallow it.
Gross.
The gum. Okay. With the drink. Okay. If I have food and no drink, it works best with like starchy foods because it turns into like mashed potatoes.
I wish
essentially.
You guys could see Cameron's face right now.
And it just goes down and you're like, okay, now
but
I can
still swallow it.
I never ever spit out gum, honestly.
What? Have you done this your entire life?
No, I think my previous girlfriend taught me that you can just swallow it and everything works out. Because in the past I would go like, fuck, I gotta find a trash can or something.
You let
like,
some bitch tell you.
She was like, just swallow it. I was like, that's a great point.
The drinks alone is insane.
Just swallowing it? Like
just swallowing it is insane. The fact that you chew gum with
food is nasty.
You know you can swallow a lot
so
of stuff
I'm
at
telling
once.
Him this at the airport. I'm like, don't ever. Because, like, okay, first of all, he won't tell me what happened while we're on the flight. He goes, it's a long story. I'm like, it can't be. It all happened in the span of a minute. So just tell me what happened.
No, this was a long story.
And so he goes, it's a long story. And so then we get out to, like, the tram that takes you from, like, whatever terminal you get out of to, like, ground transportation. And I'm like, tell me what happened. And he explains to me that. And I immediately, I'm like, you fucking chew your food into your gum? He goes, and I'm the bad guy. He's like, yeah, everybody does it.
I didn't say everyone does it. It just works.
You're like, how doesn't it work? It's like the food's kind of starchy. It works best with starchy foods. And then you chew it into
it. It turns into mashed potatoes and you just swallow it.
Oh, my fucking God.
A cheeseburger with some gum?
No, I'll start with the fries. I'll do the fries.
That's disgusting.
That's insane.
Sorry. This is the first time it hasn't worked. I've done it probably 100 times.
It's not even about you choking. I didn't choke.
It's
just disgusting.
It doesn't count as choking.
It's just disgusting. And the choking is the cherry on top.
Choking.
It doesn't count as choking. Get on the same page about this, all right?
Hey. If you...
That's him. That was him.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm not the bad guy in that situation.
I'm sorry.
That was I felt like fighting him.
I need another beer. How much time are we at?
43.
Oh, okay. Do
you want to go get another beer?
No, I'm not. It's not that cool of an episode.
Can we talk about the choking thing a little bit more?
Sure.
Okay, so I asked Scott, which I've been around your family a lot now, and every time I'm there, they tell me a new choking story about you.
Yeah.
I think I've heard 7 choking stories about you, and Cameron's just confirmed that there's more than that within your lifetime. And it sounds like you've been choking since day one to yesterday.
I got a small throat.
I don't think
but
that's
weirdly
true.
A big neck. Weird.
What was a line you told me yesterday? We sat down and you were like, I remember the first time. What did you say?
You said, tell me about the first time you choked. And
I said, oh, what's the first time you can remember choking? That was it.
Yeah. That's what I just said.
Sorry.
And I said, the first time I choked was after the first time I choked. First time I remember choking was after the first time I choked. That's what I meant.
Like, I've just been choking forever. I choked on an orange slice one time.
Like the candy or the actual food?
Actual orange.
How did this... How?
Small net, small throat.
Did you eat the rind?
No. Just an orange slice.
And he told me that his mom, y'all's mom, would like pick him up, flip him, and then just start beating him. Yeah. Like beating it out of him. Which is not... Hey, just for anybody watching who's curious about how you save a child from choking... Not that way.
And so because of the choking, I kind of had this like mental block where I couldn't swallow anything unless it was like completely liquid. Like I would chew and chew and chew and chew and chew. And there are some foods that just don't ever get there. You know what I mean?
Like steak?
Like steak.
Or gum with pretzel?
Like gum with pretzel. Well, gum with pretzel does get there. It's just gross. Well, I've overcome it now. But like when I was a kid.
No, you haven't. That was yesterday.
I have. That's the first time it didn't work. It was weirdly seasoned pretzels and there was still flavor in the gum.
I know.
How do those flavors clash? That bothers me.
How do the flavors clash?
There's a minty gum and salty pretzel.
Like, why did you choose to put them together?
In the past, when I get to swallow the gum, the flavor's all gone. But I had just started the gum because it was the beginning of the flight, and then she had just come along with the pretzels. And the pretzels were weird as fuck. Back me up here. They were
I didn't eat them.
They were funky. You could smell them. I know you could smell them. They were funky. Weird arugula or some bullshit. Was like
they were called like Maui Monk or something.
It was weird pretzels. I just did what I always do. I'm sorry.
Don't ever do that always
you
again.
Know, I'm cool with you guys yelling at me because I'm cool, Scott.
We're not yelling at you. We're just concerned that these are like normal things in your life.
Yeah, it's just, you know, like focus on yourself and like find happiness in every individual moment. Like it's not really like I don't concern myself with the opinions of other people.
Oh, we know.
That's really what it's all about.
So... You just would get battered? Like, how did you unchoke since that's not the methodology for...
Low-key, swallow harder.
That's not how that works. You understand those are two different, like, pipes?
Swallow harder, dude. Do you know what a trachea is? I practiced when I was a kid.
Do you know what a trachea is? Hold on.
Yes.
You can't swallow harder if it's lodged. Harder.
I practiced. I would not chew my pancakes and I would just swallow big chunks. Train myself out of it.
What the fuck? Is that true?
Yes. Yes. The syrup really helps it slide down. You know what I mean?
Would you choke a lot?
Not after that. Swallow harder. Get good.
You can't swallow hard if it's headed toward your lungs.
Cool Scott doesn't concern himself with the trachea. I got some TikToks to pull up. You want to watch some TikToks? Or do you want to keep talking about me choking a bunch?
I just think it's fascinating that someone your age still chokes as much as you do.
I did that. The gum on the plane does not count as choking.
You turned purple! Because
I was throwing up. That's different. If I punched you in the stomach and you turned purple, I wouldn't be like, you're choking.
Yeah, but if you have a sludge, and you
You were aspirating.
No.
You were.
Choking is when there's something stuck in there and you can't get it out.
Not necessarily. You could have aspirated on the...
I didn't, though. I threw up because of the flavor.
I watched you not able to move air.
If you had a poop sandwich and you threw up, was that choking?
If some of it went in your lungs.
None of it went in my lungs.
I know that it did because you were coughing.
I wasn't coughing. I gagged.
Because
of the flavor. I just said, all right, I got to go. I was not in any peril whatsoever.
You turned purple.
Because of the flavor, not because of my lack of breathing.
Do you understand that doesn't make sense?
It literally does. It literally does. If I give you a poop sandwich and you put it in your mouth.
Why do you keep saying poop sandwich?
Because that's what it tasted like. And you turn purple and you got to get up and spit it out. I would not say that you choked. I wouldn't say that.
Why do people turn purple?
There's a few reasons.
Do you know what hypoxia is?
I know what hypoxia is.
What is it?
Lack of oxygen.
Do you know what anoxia is? No oxygen. That was you. That was you.
I was breathing.
You were
I was
fucking
breathing.
Periwinkle.
I was breathing. I was breathing. That's not choking. I was breathing.
You were not breathing.
I was breathing. It was in no danger whatsoever. You don't get to decide if I was breathing or not. I was breathing.
Hey.
Pull up a TikTok.
No. I was sitting right next to a guy who was like, I'm a doctor. I'm heading from what the fuck? All right.
So this is a guy doing street justice. He's getting people out on the... Can you... Oh, wait. The little rewind button over there. Yeah.
Throwing lettuce at cars, speeding in a school zone?
That's not safe.
Why would you do that?
Isn't that awesome?
I like how it's like two little leaves of lettuce.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like this contradicts some of the other stances that you have about.
I believe in America, anyone can do whatever they want.
You think you can throw projectiles at people's property that isn't your own? That
if you're ready to face the consequences, street justice. They're speeding in a school zone. You don't
care
about
the kids. There's no such thing as.
You don't care about the kids? All right, let's do another one. This is 37 football.
Dude, I don't want to see people get hit.
He's about to get hit. Close your eyes.
I don't want
to. Oh!
That was his liver.
Bro, it's fucked.
Don't play it again.
Viewer discretion. There's a grown man right here. He has to go home to his kids.
No, he's not going to go home because his liver's fucking lacerated.
God, that's pretty. I should join a 37U football league because I'm cool. Scott, throw me that ball. I got hands. You know what I mean? You got hands?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I don't know. What is it?
No, don't play it.
Okay, with the volume.
I don't want to watch that.
Fuck, you might not be able to hear it. No, it's a kid pretending. His house is burning down and he's reenacting Star Wars Revenge of the Sith.
That's a great opportunity.
Yeah, honestly, if I was a kid, this is the coolest kid ever. This is Cool Scott. Isn't that hilarious? You happy with these TikToks? I've accumulated these over like the last week.
I think I'm so mad at you for not admitting you were choking. It's not
choking if you can breathe. I was breathing. I was not in danger.
He was not. His ears were swelling. His neck was purple.
Because I was overwhelmed with the grossness. I was just like taken aback. It was not. I was breathing. You can't accuse me of not breathing. I know I was breathing.
You can't just make yourself turn purple. Watch me. Oh, breathe while you're doing it, though. Not turn purple. Oh, crazy how you can't do it.
Okay. This is mooning a free speech. Like a town hall. He just pulled his pants down and he's showing his ass to the.
Can we look up? This is a thing that people are doing now. Can you look up? Is mooning a First Amendment right?
It feels like it's indecent exposure.
How do you feel about freeing the nipple? Is that indecent exposure?
I think it is.
You think a lady feeding her baby in the airport's indecent?
No, that's not what I said.
Well, she's got to make her nipple free to free the baby.
The baby's covering it.
Like, as soon as he unlatches, he's like, Mom, wait.
Yeah, cover it up.
Mooning is not an automatic or unqualified First Amendment right. It depends on context and can be restricted by laws to those prohibiting indecent exposure or fighting words, especially when directed at an individual in a face-to-face encounter. Oh, while a 2006 Maryland state court case protected mooning as a form of artistic expression in that specific context, the Supreme Court has consistently held that certain categories of speech, including some forms of nudity and public indecency, may not receive full First Amendment protection if they lack significant social value or serve the government's interest in public order and morality. Okay, where is it legal to moon as a form of artistic expression? That's where I want to...
I like that there's some people fighting this fight. You know what I mean? They're like, nah, I gotta take this to the Supreme Court.
Expression. Let's see. Okay. Is it just fucking Maryland?
Maryland goated. Let's go. I'm mooning all kinds of people. I can't read it, so.
It says students at Stanford University conduct a mass mooning in May 1995. Okay.
Mass Mooning, great band name.
Mass Mooning. Go down, please. Go down, please. Oh, okay, let's see. Maryland, the court ruled that it determined that mooning is a form of artistic expression. Virginia, while not a clear win, a 2006 court case found that a teenager's act of mooning a bus driver did not constitute indecent exposure. However, a court found a woman guilty of indecent exposure for mooning people at a school event, though there was a debate about the decision. And then in Washington State, research suggests mooning may be legal in Washington State. That's the weirdest fucking sentence. That's a terrible sentence. That's an awful sentence. Okay, so where do you stand? Would you moon?
Probably not. I don't want people to see all the hair sticking out, you know?
Of what? Oh, of your butthole?
Yeah.
Cameron, would you moon?
Case closed.
because of the same butthole hair reason.
Yeah, it's a mess down there.
Yeah.
Why don't y'all just like groom?
So that I can show people my butt? It doesn't feel like it's worth it, you know?
All right. I wouldn't moon.
You wouldn't?
No, it's a mess down there.
Exactly. It just doesn't feel like a good, like, what's the point? You know what I mean?
What's the point of what?
Mooning. The thing we're talking about.
What do you mean the thing? Why are you so aggressive?
Sorry, I'm a cool Scott. I said, how do you feel about mooning? And you were like, what are you talking about?
I meant like, what part of it? I meant like, how do you feel about calling it an artistic expression? Or how do you feel about like using it in the context of like mooning somebody at City Hall that you're pissed about? Like,
I think that's hilarious. Have you seen the one where he calls them like fat, ugly bitches? He was like filibustering the town hall. He was like, we got a bunch of fat, ugly bitches in here.
Awful.
And everyone was like, whoa. That's a cool guy thing to do. I actually don't support any of this. I think it's time. I think it's time for me to be.
Can you see?
It's like blue now. Because those are pink.
Blue now. I like how he said
we should treat all people with respect. And
hot take?
And
and no longer chew gum, chew gum with food.
Actually, back on it.
No! Are you going to chew gum with food?
You get rid of your gum any damn way, you please. All right? That's a cool Texas thing I'm saying. What's a Texas slang I can do? Howdy.
Do you know what that's short for?
How these nuts taste?
Ayo.
We have fun here, don't we?
Yes. Do you want to know what it's from? Like, what?
Yeah,
it means?
What is it?
Like, if somebody's like, howdy, ma'am. It's like, how do you do?
Oh, yeah, I think I knew that. Oh, I should have known that.
Like, how do you do so much of my nuts in your mouth? There
you go. You need the cool guy glasses.
Give me them. Nuts.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
What's a slang that you wish you could, like, you implemented more?
What's a slang that I wish I implemented more?
Into your life.
For real. But like going like this. Like I really thought growing up in the early 2000s that we were going to do a lot more like. You know what I mean? Like we were made to think like that's what the cool kids. Like they'd be like kind right. of like hat askew.
Yeah.
Sunglasses on and like kind of hugging themselves. Like with their neck cocked.
Yeah.
And being like word or for real. And we kind of dropped that quickly.
Yeah, because if you pose for the purpose of looking cool, like I think people see right through that. You know what I mean?
They don't, because like look at all the every girl ever that goes to New York City. She's like in everybody's fucking way being like, you know what I mean?
I hate all that girls. All girls do this off. Nowadays. Like, I wish I could do it. All girls do this where they like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that or they'll do the like. Yeah. Fucking stop.
Yeah.
You're in everybody's way. You're very European right now. There's no like I don't know, the lack of space awareness.
We saw a chick, was it in New Orleans? I think she was posing on a corner in front of like some old ass building.
Oh my god.
And she was there for like 45 minutes.
Not only that, but like we were held up because like this fucking hoe wouldn't move. I was like, stop.
We left and came back and she was still there posing for pictures.
And she was like, I don't know. It was pissing me off. She looked like every McPaisley girl that I went to school with.
You went to school with McPaisleys?
A ton of them. A ton of them. And it was like, stop. Like, it was like the first time I think she ever like wore something a little slutty. And she's like, I gotta document this. For the next 45 minutes.
It did not feel like her first time. They had a crew out there. They had like.
But it wasn't even like.
Stuff.
It wasn't a crew. It was like.
It was like three guys. You know, you remember, they had like.
I thought it
like
was just
lights
like.
And reflectors and stuff.
I don't know. I thought it was just maybe like her brothers and her boyfriend. And she's like, it's my birthday week. We're doing it.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay.
If you had to commit a crime, what crime would you commit?
If I had to commit a crime, what crime would I commit?
Mm hmm.
Probably telling people in Saudi Arabia that like, I don't know, that we should have been able to drive since before 2017?
That's a great answer.
What about you?
Arson. Just right. If I had to, I'm not gonna.
Do you understand how much material, like if you were to be a bad guy or do a bad guy thing, like we just create a compilation of all the...
I feel like whatever's said on this podcast should be protected the same way like rap music is protected. You know what I mean?
Like YNW, so then you Melly think style. David or whatever his name was, that was like, what was it called? Like Chopped Up American Teen?
Yeah, it was Chopped Up American Teen.
What is it called?
Chopped Up American Teen.
Bloody Homicide?
Nope. Chopped Up American Teen.
I think... I just pat her butt. I thought she was chomping something. She wasn't. I just gave her like a game. Sorry. You don't think that should be able to be used in a court of law as evidence that like, oh, he was like, crazy and he chopped up an American teen because he said he was gonna in the song like, called Chopped Up American Teen.
I feel like art pieces should be used more as probable cause and not as evidence.
Nah. If Picasso murdered somebody allegedly and then painted something that was like alleged murder scene, a sports story or whatever... And then he, like, painted the scene, and then later it was found out that, like, his painty fingerprints were at the scene, and we were like, oh, he told us. Can we use the painting he...
Why would you need the painting if you have the fingerprints?
Because you want to use as much evidence as possible.
Unless you're me and don't think that it should be considered evidence.
Why shouldn't that be considered evidence?
Because then that's restricting people's artistic right to be artistic.
Okay, do you think it was... I don't know, Jack the Ripper, name a serial killer. I don't know a ton of serial killer Bundy. Stuff. But like, didn't some of them like finger paint like red rum or whatever? Is that them finger painting? So then it's artistic expression. So then we shouldn't be able to enter that into evidence?
I think there's a line.
What's
if
the
I said
line?
One time, if I had to commit a crime, I would commit arson. I don't think I should be a primary suspect in an arson case. I think they should be like, oh, is he? And then look and find, see if there's no evidence. And if there's not, then no. You know what I mean? I don't think that should be admissible in court. I think it should be, like, for the cops to, like, make decisions on who to pursue. You know what I mean?
No, because if there's a murdered person and now you have a suspect that's a painter and the painter paints the scene where he murdered somebody and he's like, nah, that's not actually the scene. That's just me expressing myself.
No, what
I'd
if,
be
what
like,
if he, no, even if he said,
no, that's the scene.
Even if he said, that's the scene, I was there. Prove it. You know what I mean?
He did with his painty fingerprints.
It doesn't count if there's a gator riding a scooter behind me that says tail whip comedy on it. The nothing I say here counts. You know what I mean?
I will quit arguing with you for ever.
Okay.
That's a lie. I'll quit arguing with you for a week if you promise to never chew your food into your gum again. This is left-handed doesn't count. So
okay,
I'm a little
right-handed.
And go pinky promise, Cameron.
I will later.
Air pinky promise.
He's doing it.
Cameron said.
Let the record show he's doing it.
All right.
All right. We out of time?
Yeah, do you guys want to hear your sports teams?
Ooh, yeah, we got an update.
Sports teams record.
I think the Bills are still undefeated.
Bills survived. Packers choked.
What's the record?
Packers choked.
2-1.
Did they choke or did they just feel grossed out and they just were...
They choked. They stop breathing. They got their field goal blocked. Yikes. And the Ravens? Lost to
so
the Lions.
So we suck and
so
Cameron
like,
is like
Josh
the
Allen's
best?
Goated?
No. I thought yours was the Bills.
No, I'm the Bills.
No, you're the best?
Throw me the ball.
Ravens are the worst right now.
Bruno's ball.
What was that, a zone 3 nickel coverage?
Yes.
I don't know. Was those real words?
Yeah, sure.
What's a slot receiver? Inside.
Like a slot?
Any slot can be anywhere. I don't fucking know. Why are you mad at me? Hey, you know what? I love you.
I love you too.
More than me?
I love you more than you?
More than I love you.
No. Can we pull up the video the woman, he's like, you don't know routes. Do you remember that?
What are you talking about?
Never mind. We don't have to bring it up. Go pull it back up.
No, I'm just showing him.
Oh, did you see it?
Is a slot receiver supposed to be like the primary guy, or is it just like, is he the most scary, or what?
I mean, it all depends on your play. I mean, if you're a good receiver, you're a good receiver.
What's the point of having the name for it? I guess what I'm asking.
because of their positioning when they receive the ball.
Are there names for the other guys?
I think it's just...
That's what I mean, is why is that one getting singled out if he's not any more of a threat?
It's, I think it's just letting you know it's the guy on the inside.
But if the other ones don't have names...
I think...
You know what I mean?
I think it's just...
It's like if you had three doors... It's like if you had three doors and what you called one of the door the super mega door. And you're like, oh, what does that one do? And you're like, oh, just I'm just denoting that that one is the super mega door. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You following?
Yeah.
But it's not.
But I think it's kind of like if you said like secondary doors, you wouldn't have to call the first door because like the first door is.
But I feel like there's more than just two receivers. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So like.
Yeah, it's just the X, Z, and slot.
Okay, so they do have names. Okay, cool. Cool, we got to the bottom of that. This is the sports segment. Did you like the movie today? Would you watch that movie?
Oh, the screenplay?
Yeah.
I loved it. It was horrifying, terrifying, educational. Did you say educational?
And you only broke character twice, so that's pretty cool.
I really need you to understand that your writing is so good that it moves me. And I can't help how I react to art because I'm just expressing myself. I'm sorry that I like figuratively
fair.
Mooned you.
That's fair.
It was an artistic expression.
I'm actually happy that you participate so much in it.
Thank you.
I'm really grateful for you.
Thank you. I'm grateful for you as well. And I'm grateful that you've pinky promised both of us here today that on this day that you will stop chewing your food and your gum.
Yep.
All right. Are we signing off?
Everyone leave a like and a subscribe because we need that.
Okay. Do you want to put your cool glasses on? I'll wear yours.
This is Cool Scott coming to you saying, be cool.
This is me. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. So this has been the See You Later podcast. I'm Allie. This is Scott. And we'll see you later.